Hello.
Yes, this is Jasmine with a courtesy call back from customer support. Can I have your zip code so I can locate an account, please?
You bet. 10471.
10471.
That's right.
Thank you, and your first and last name.
My last name is Conover, Conover. And first is either Ted or Frederick.
Thank you. And what company are you trying to reach, sir?
Focus pods.
Focus pods. Gotcha. Spell that last name for me one more time, please.
Yeah, Conover.
Thank you. And I've located your account. Can you verify your shipping address?
4649 Independence Ave in the Bronx.
Thank you. And yes, I've located your account with the Focus Pods.
Great. So I'm calling to see if you can stop shipment of those focus pods and refund my $5.97. Is that possible?
Let's see, one moment. Yes, sir. I can't refund the charges, but I can cancel it from billing you again. And I'm sorry, it looks like it could have been tried, but just to make sure,
It looks like it could have been what?
it could have been tried, but it wasn't. It shows that there was a declined charge on there as well, but it didn't fully cancel it out. And it, 'cause it was placed yesterday, it wasn't placed today. So it has to be 24 hours in the same day.
Oh, it's within 24 hours. It was last night, and I actually called last night. Got a cancellation number from the representative who called me back. But we didn't discuss the continuing charges, and that's really the thing that I'm most concerned about, because when I paid for what I thought was shipping on Focus Pods, I saw in the hidden fine print this whole idea of a monthly charge, which upset me a lot. And I do want to make sure I do not have to return anything in order to prevent monthly charges to my credit card.
One moment, please. I do see where she, if you get the earbuds, you will have to send them back.
You know what? I will protest if that happens. In fact, if you leave this conversation with that, I will call my credit card company and protest the $5.97, which was obtained fraudulently from me. So are you sure about this?
I'm positive because we didn't fraudulently. You went on a site and you put your information
It said nothing about continuing charges
in. It
after the
explained it in the terms and
$5.97.
conditions.
Yeah, which nobody in their right mind is going to search for. And the text which got me onto the screen purported to be about a United States Postal Service shipment. The whole thing was a scam. scam. And I'm really upset by it. I don't want to be upset at you personally, but the whole thing makes me really mad. So how much can you do to prevent me further pain about this?
I can't. What you can do, if you get the product, you can ship it back, and then we won't be billing you. If you don't receive the product, we won't bill you, sir.
I hope I don't receive it, but you just told me
okay,
I'm going
we can, I said that it was placed already. So once you placed it, it was already in a confirmation. So the last agent you spoke to was trying to cancel it out, but because it was placed, we don't know if the fulfillment will stop already. We're not literally going ourselves and sending it out. It goes to a fulfillment center.
So there's nothing you can do to prevent me from being charged again if I don't return that?
No, the last agent you did already tried to prevent it. That's why I'm explaining. I'm going back and explaining back to you that if you get it, you just have to send it back. We won't bill you for it. If you don't get it, then you won't be billed for it, sir. We tried to send it out, but you already started the order.
Okay, so I'm going to call Capital One and protest this charge.
Right. Yes, sir. Well, I apologize. We've done everything that we could for you. Is there anything else?
Yeah, you could find a more honest employer, but I'm sure that's not.
Well,
your
no,
choice
it's not
either.
That, sir. It's just that you place for an order, and then you try to turn around and cancel it, and it's already been sent to a fulfillment center. That's what I'm trying to explain. It's not like we just grasped your credit card and it just charged you out of the blue and you never knew. What happened was you went on a site, you didn't like the terms and conditions after it was explained to you, so now you want to cancel.
No, it wasn't. It was never explained to me. The Capital One guy said, oh, you better go check and see if you are about to get charged every month for this. And I'm like, that'll never happen.
Okay, so
and
once
sure
you did
enough.
That, you did once you did check, you said you don't like the terms and conditions, so we're trying to cancel it out, sir. But
my,
you had already made
call.
An order. I understand that.
Yeah, you probably get people complaining all day long.
No, it's not that we get people complaining all day long, sir. It's just that you're saying that you don't think we're trying to cancel it out, and we are. What happened was you placed the order. We're trying to cancel it out. It was already sent to the fulfillment center, sir. So you called in after you had already placed the order. You didn't.
It's got to be within the power of the company, though, to cancel any
and we
further
said we tried
beyond that. No, but that's
because
not,
the product's already coming out.
Impossible. New tech, best clean value. If such a company even exists, I'm sure has a way to not charge me again. And I really wish you could help me with that.
I'm really explaining that we will help you with it. If you get the product, we send it back. We won't charge. If you don't get the product, you won't be billed.
Have a nice day.
Thank you for calling.